Gavin Gray is our UK correspondent. Hey, Gavin.
Hi there.
Any idea yet why this chap with a samurai sword was going around hurting people in London?
No, police are hoping, I think they're going to get to interview him today. He has been hospitalised. He's a 36-year-old man and was injured both in the initial crash. He deliberately crashed a car or a van into somebody and hit a building and was then tasered at the end of his sort of rampage, in which a 14-year-old boy died and four others, including two police officers, were injured, none of them life-threatening. Now, according to unconfirmed reports, he was going around the area shouting, "Does anyone in here believe in God?" So whether it is some anti-religion or pro-religion thing, I don't know, but that's what's being reported. We do know, apparently, the boy who was just 14 was warned about the attacker. Somebody shouted, "Watch behind you," and as he turned around, he was then hit with this very long sword. And the reports are that he was hit in the head and pretty much was dead at the scene, sadly. There are reports he comes from a Nigerian-born family and was just on his way to school in the morning. So terrible scenes. King Charles has said his thoughts and prayers are with all those affected, and said that particularly those thoughts with the family of the young victim who lost his life.
Hey, Gavin, how's King Charles looking to you? Because I heard reports he's mumbling a wee bit. He looks quite pale, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. But we've had so little sun, Heather, that our spring has been pretty poor. That might be it. But look, he's bound to feel, I think, you know, if he's got this treatment, he's bound to feel bad. He actually looked reasonably sort of happy in terms of his appearance when he did his first full-time, as it were, engagement, having had the diagnosis. And understandably, and particularly poignantly, it was at this cancer hospital. But yeah, I mean, he was looking and smiling to the crowd. I think the officials are beginning to try and send out the message, you know, he is getting better. There are positive outcomes ahead, but without being too clear-cut about that. Still no news on whether the visit to New Zealand and Australia later this year will happen.
Gavin, this college class over in Scotland on Taylor Swift, is this designed specially for the parents of fans?
Yes. So Taylor Swift, due to come and perform in Scotland. She's got three nights at Edinburgh's Murrayfield Stadium in June, part of the Eras Tour, which, of course, has been so successful. But what about parents who are taking youngsters to it because they don't want to let them go on their own? What's in it for them? Well, Glasgow Clyde College is offering a one-off free event which will cover Taylor Swift's songs and her evolving wardrobe and hairstyles, and also possible crowd chanting at her gigs. Why? Well, they're saying, you know, the parents might as well enjoy it and join in if they can. So they're offering this free course. It's 90 minutes in duration. Must be a few breaks for coffee in there, I would have thought. With the college curriculum assistant principal saying, "We understand not everyone will be up to speed on all things Taylor and might not get the full experience. That's why we've created this masterclass in order to help those. Taylor's fans are known for being so well-crafted, and unless you're a fan yourself, you might miss some of the iconic moments. On a more serious front to one side, they are estimating that many, many thousands of dollars have been made on ticketing scams because such is the demand for these concerts."
Gavin, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Gavin Gray, our UK correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.